RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh my God.
Oh. And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Kyle Shanahan has walked down for a look. 4 seconds left. Second and goal. Here is Williams. He's got to throw it to the end zone. Clock has expired. Williams keeps the play alive. He's looking. He's got to get rid of it. Retreating. He throws. Incomplete. It's over. And the Niners have won. Burden injured in the end zone. Clock finally strikes midnight on these Bears. Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers win here next Sunday against Seattle, and the road to the Super Bowl in the NFC comes through the place where they'll play the Super Bowl.
All righty, 49ers, 42-38 win. They get a hold late. What a game. What a great, great game last night, Levi Stadium, and the Niners now put themselves one win away from home field for the entirety of the playoffs. They got to get a win next week against Seattle. But boy, last night, that was the signature game of the year for the Niners.
And to me, Steiny, the recency bias. Hello, missed you. Hope you had a good Christmas, all of you out there. But that was game of the year. And I'm starting to believe. I said this was We Believe last time we hooked up, and that was a possible. The Bears, the number one seed. So if that doesn't punch the card of, you know, it's not the Carolina Panthers or the Cardinals or whatnot, or the Colts who are going to miss the playoffs, Steiny, that was a game, and the Niners got him a quarterback and 10 touchdowns in the last 2 weeks, and they didn't blink, and the Bears blunk, and that was it. So now it comes down, I'll get into this later, or we'll get into it, why they're playing on Saturday against two of the best defenses in the league. It's Philadelphia Eagles to me and the Seattle Seahawks. And if somehow you can beat Seattle at home Saturday night, this team is going to get a bye. But, man, Steiny, I'm going to be honest with you real quick here. I thought the Bears were going to get in. I thought Ben Johnson messed that up. But the Niners defense, honestly, two times made the Bears blink when they made them get a field goal. And they took the lead. But the Niners come back and go 75 yards, and Brock Purdy's just in the zone right now. No Trent Williams, no Kittle, and they just keep moving and grooving.
Yeah, they didn't have either of those guys, and they probably ran it as well as they've run it this year with McCaffrey.
6.1 a pop!
Brock Purdy was absolutely terrific. Maybe that might have been one of his greatest plays of his career. The touchdown pass to Juszczyk, where he kind of retreated and advanced, and it was like the two defenders kind of ran into each other, and he split them, and then two guys started to attack him, and he hits Juszczyk. It was just an incredible play. He's like a mouse in a kitchen that you just can't get him because he's behind the fridge, and then he goes behind
Shout
the stove.
Shout out Coach Pest Control.
Then he goes up into the pantry, and you're like, wait, you just can't get a hold of this mouse. That is Brock Purdy.
Can I give you our boy Evan hit me last night coming home from the game, Steiny, and this is a bad analogy, but I gave it to him, and I'll give it to you all. I felt like on that play, I was taking a test, and there was only two answers, A and B. But Purdy created C when he did the skedaddle. Let me stop. Two linemen and linebacker converge, and let me throw it to Juice. So that was a special play. Steiny, he's in the zone right now, man.
I mean, he's got a lot of time to throw. He wasn't under pressure yesterday. And, I mean, there's just times when you're watching the game and he's sitting back there and waiting, waiting, and you just know that he's going to find somebody who's open because he's got so much time.
Man.
McCaffrey, absolutely terrific. They ran the ball even without Kittle and Trent Williams. I think, I think that game's going to be an indication of how they're going to have to get this done.
Right.
They're going to have to score a lot of points because they're probably going to give up some points. But last night, it's just all about situational stops.
Man.
And the 49ers got one at the end of that game. I'm with you. I don't like the way the Bears navigated that last drive. It felt like they were way too casual. I can't stand
what a word.
I can't stand when a team's got three timeouts. They complete a pass at the 40 with 50 seconds to go. And rather than use their first timeout, they waste 22 seconds, and then now the next thing you know, they're up against the clock because they got to go 30, 35 yards in 30 seconds.
Do you think he was afraid of the Niners offense getting the ball? Did you? Who cares? We're in the Bay, but I thought, like, you better score, dude. The last thing that should be in your way is time when you got three timeouts.
I mean, I don't think the 49ers, Juwan Jennings, cared that he was walking into the end zone with 2:15 left.
I did say, did they score too quick, though, Stoudy? I did have that thought.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number.
Man.
Niners win 42-38. Great game last night at Levi Stadium. And now they got Seattle next Saturday, to win the division.
Man. And number one seed.
They're one win away from being the number one seed and not having to play a game outside of Levi Stadium. So this improbable year's got one more game left, and then we'll see where they end up.
Man.
But that's as good a game as the 49ers have been in a while last night.
Steiny, the first half they put up 337 yards in the first half. Like, this machine is – It's a locomotive, and before I say Super Bowl, because the Right on the Table brought to you by Atco Pest Control is where the Super Bowl is being played at, and just the opportunity for them to be the third team to have the opportunity to play and host that game and win it, along with the Bucks and who else am I missing?
Panthers?
Bucks and help me out, Risotto?
We're not even sure what you're talking about.
Teams that have won the Super Bowl at their home stadium. Tampa Bay did it, and somebody just recently did it.
Didn't New Orleans do it?
No. It'll come to us on the line.
888-957-9570 is the number.
Rams!
How you feeling about this
Thank
Niners
you.
Team right now at 12-4? They ran the ball terrific yesterday.
Man.
Purdy was accurate after that first throw, but it didn't end up getting them beat. And the Niners get a big hold. Reminded me a little bit about that, little bit like that game way back in the day against Seattle.
When they got Seattle that for hold. The division.
Yeah, when they got that game against Seattle and ended up making a run in the postseason.
1 yard line, stopped them.
This is Kyle Shanahan talking about that win last night.
Guys, I feel like we've been getting better this whole second half of the year. You know, we didn't start out the way we wanted to.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I had one of our best games of the year last week. The guys have kind of been feeding off it, and it's never one or two guys. It's all 11, and I feel like our guys are playing really well as a group right now, and when you play well as a group, usually the run game is what shows.
Wow. And he threw a pick six the first, Brock Purdy, that is, the first play of the game. So you talk about being resilient to come back and have that game and score a touchdown right after, partner. I'm just like, man, that's moxie. Is much as you'll ever see it to me. And look at these numbers, Donnie. Since Brock's come back, they're undefeated, obviously. But Arizona, 41 points. Carolina, 20. Cleveland, 26. Tennessee, 37. Indy, 48. And then against a team that possibly could be the number one seed, the Bears, Donnie, 42 points. And I'm just thinking, can they, I'll call it with their raggedy defense, keep this offense being prolific and maybe get to the bowl? Gonna have to earn it with Seattle, right? This is the one. The Seattle to me is a top two defense with Philly. You beat them, you've earned it.
Of course they've earned it. They're 12-4, and they're on the verge of having the best record in the in the conference.
Man.
If they win next week, that means they're 5-1 in the division, which is terrific after last year. What were they, 1-5? I think in the division last year. So, they're doing it piecemeal. They don't have Ayuk. They didn't have Kittle yesterday. Trent Williams was lost early in the game. And the next thing you know, they still find a way to win that game. 888-957-9570 is the number. I kind of want to just talk about the 49ers' entire season and how it kind of came together with last night's game. A lot of people have been skeptical of this team.
I was one of them.
I didn't think they'd be 12-4. That's for darn sure, but they are. And now they got a chance to be the number one seed. And if they're the number one seed, they got to be the favorite at that point, right?
Yeah, and only two games to get to the dance.
Yep. 888-957-9570 is the number. Can this team win it all?
Wow.
And when you look at a game like last night, do you feel like it's all on the table for them, or do you look at a game like last night and do worry about the defense? Mm. I mean, the defense is going to have to be better, no doubt about it, but the way this offense is playing right now,
it's rolling, man.
The San Francisco 49ers seem to have something going. 888-957-9570 is the number. Later on in the show, we'll talk a little Warrior basketball. They got beat yesterday by Toronto, 141.
Gave it away.
127 in overtime. They play today, too, against the Brooklyn Nets. That game's at 4:30, so we'll have Warriors live at 3:30, obviously.
Do we know if the big boys are playing Stone?
Do not know that.
Okay.
Do not know that. All three of the big boys played yesterday. They played pretty well, and they still couldn't beat the Toronto Raptors, which probably pretty alarming for some Warrior fans. They were up 12 in that game with 7.5 minutes left. They were up 7 with 1:40 left. They still couldn't close it out. Draymond Green, a bad turnover with 1 minute to go after a timeout. But it's Niners right now, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. 42-38 win over the Bears puts the San Francisco 49ers one game away from having home field throughout the NFC playoffs.
Who would have thought?
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And that segment was also brought to you by Safeway.
And it goes quick with the play clock running down. He did. It's a boot. Purdy pulling back, stepping forward, throwing on the run, touchdown! What a play, Purdy! This check on the business end. You deserve to dance.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Just an incredible play by Brock Purdy there to buy time and then buy more time and then step up and buy a little more time and then fake everybody out.
He's got a lot of money because he's buying a lot, Steiny.
Yeah, and then dump it to Juszczyk for a touchdown. Steiny and Guru with you. Niners win 42-38. They're 12-4, and if they beat Seattle next Saturday, they are the number one seed in the entire NFC. They'd get a week off, and they'd wait to see who their opponent is. Pretty amazing.
What would you say the most amazing part of this is to, and I'll give you mine after you go. Like, what's the most amazing component to this?
To me, that they haven't really lost a game that they gave away. Like, their losses to me were, they deserved to get beat.
Wow.
Last year, whether we like it or not, they had a couple games that they had in hand and they let them slip away. I'm thinking of the Rams in Arizona for sure. This year they don't have, I don't think they have a bad loss on their schedule. They're 12-4. They haven't let any game slip away this year.
What? Okay. And I'm with you on that, but you've been a proponent of the schedule, but Steiny, why? And yesterday was another example. We've seen the impact of George Kittle and what he can do. He doesn't play. Trent goes out the first play. I guess I'm asking you and you all, why has Kyle in this offense seemed to just not miss a beat regardless on who's out there? Look at Tom just yesterday, 7 catches, a touchdown. Like, that to me is the most – some teams would be left for dead. Brock Purdy's been gone for 8 games. He's your starting quarterback. And I'm just sitting here like – How has Kyle just kept the train on the right track, regardless of who you miss? Because they've missed everybody.
I think it's mostly McCaffrey. If you're asking me for that reason,
who was great yesterday.
And you know, once Purdy came back, it feels like as good as Mac Jones played, Purdy's certainly capable of more. There's no doubt Purdy's made more plays in the last month with his legs. Than Mac Jones is capable of making. And their offense has gotten to another level. Purdy's playing with a lot of confidence, clearly.
After the Carolina 3-interception first half.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know?
888-957-9570 is the number. What's I'll ask 49er fans the question that Guru asked me. What's been the best part of this season or the most surprising part of this season for the Niners? Has gotten them to 12-4 so far. And for me, it's that they've won every game that they were supposed to win this year. They didn't lose any games that they had. It doesn't feel like they got beat late in any game this year. I'd have to go back and look at the 4 losses, but I don't feel like, has anybody scored a touchdown on them to win a game of the 4 losses, or were they losing those games? And like Houston, they weren't in that game.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
They weren't. So the Rams,
Rams, okay. They got down. Yeah. They cut it to 7, but that's the best they did.
But not a heartbreaker is where you're
Jacksonville
going.
Handled them kind of the way I remember it. And then there was one other loss. I can't remember who it was. Tampa Bay.
Oh, good call.
Tampa Bay. And that was a game where that Tampa Bay played pretty well. But outside of the 4 losses, the Niners have really been buttoned up. They don't turn the ball over a lot. And I'll tell you what, I can't explain it, but it's almost like you'd rather have a running back average 3.5 yards per carry than 4.5.
That, and tell me, pay that off, please.
Because it makes your drives last longer. I'm serious. If McCaffrey goes for 3, then he goes for 3, then they get a first down. I mean, I think they have been great on third down. They were 7-for-10 yesterday.
Held the ball for 33 minutes.
Which is even better when you go 1-for-1 on fourth, which was a huge play because they ended up getting a touchdown out of it. But no, offensively, everything locked in. Wow, defensively, man, was a struggle. There's no doubt about it. But that's kind of to be expected when you're playing a good offense and your defense is still kind of getting to know each other.
Yeah, and I'll say this right now today, Stani. The Niners have a Super Bowl caliber offense. And miss me for the people out there that want to say, well, they were playing this team, that team. The Bears were, they were very respectable. And their defense just was Swiss cheese. They could not stop the Niners. They made it difficult. And then they got spotted 7 points. But I'm looking at the state of just the league and the NFC. Only Philly defensively and the Seattle Seahawks scare me to try to slow down this juggernaut that the Niners have become offensively. And last night was Exhibit A, to go down 3 and then go down 75 yards as fast as they did, Stani. I thought to myself, and let's be honest and put another rat on the table, had it not been at the end of the game or Ben Johnson didn't mess up, the clock, you know, the Bears probably score there. But they didn't. And if that's going to be the Niners' formula, Ben don't break. Can I lay a stat on you? Mm-hmm. About how colossal of a loss that was for the Chicago Bears. In the totality of the NFL, it's never happened. A team allowing no sacks, no turnovers, scoring 35 points, and losing. That happened. They were the first team to do that last night. So I'm just saying, right now they are flowing, and I know you're going to go Vrabel, Stani, but when you just ask me, being fair is all outdoors, who the coach of the year is, it's got to be Kyle Shanahan. And I know for the extenuating or the reasons why he won't get it, but no coach to me has had to depend on others as much as Kyle.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers win 42-38. They hold on the last play of the game. Not a holding penalty, a defensive hold, which gives them the win. And this is Brock Purdy on a chance to play for the number one seed.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're thankful to be in this position, but I've said this before, it's just been one of those kind of years where it's like you have to focus on just the next day, the next man up, finding a way to win each Sunday. And then at the end, you can look up and see where you're at. And so for us to be in this position is really cool. We're all grateful for it, but at the same time, we have to go do something about it. And got to watch the film, get better, and go execute and win.
All right, Brock Purdy, after another terrific performance yesterday, one blemish, first play of the game. If tell you what, quarterback makes one mistake in the game,
and that was
the first play of the game. Yeah. That's fine.
You get it out the way.
Yeah.
Because Jennings wasn't open regardless, and the guy that got the tip, you know, I just thought it was a bad read. But remember a couple years ago, we felt like the Niners, not felt like, they had a red zone problem. 5 of 5 yesterday, and the Bears were 1 of 3. And I can just give you that as Exhibit A on why that was the difference in the ballgame.
Absolutely. Let's go to Jan.
Jan.
Jan, start us out.
Bring it on, man.
In Mountain View. Hey, Jan.
Oh, my God. What a game. My goodness. I was just oh, my God. Is he going to make it? Is he going to make it? He's going right. He's going left. And then I'm thinking, what turf toe are you talking about? My God. I mean, I would have never thought he had the problem, to be honest with you. And then he's, he's moving all over the place. And my God, I just like, he throws that interception on the first, I just like, oh no, here we go again. Oh. No, but then he redeemed himself and got it back. And I'm like, man, that was a 1-2-3 bullet if you don't say. And then good Lord, after that it just went back and forth and when Shanahan didn't win the tip off, you know, like he always does, I said, oh Lord, they're gonna get the ball in the last part of the fourth quarter, and here we go. And I just like, we held them to that darn field goal, thank God, but dang, you know, I just like, Lord have mercy. I don't know how you pulled it out, but damn it, you did it. And I was telling Carter, I hear these commercials all the time, and I'm like saying, this is our year.
Right?
I'm like, it better be. I'm tired. I'm tired of all this excitement. I'm just like,
you're usually not this usually not this optimistic.
I've never
Jan.
Heard you laugh, Jan. Wow.
Yeah, and damn it, Sala better do what he's getting paid for. My God, where was that pressure earlier? My Lord, I mean, God bless America. I mean, come on. I mean, we had the games here in our own darn darn zone, and we need to prove it.
All right, Jan. Well, I'm not going to bring up the Warriors then.
No, you're on fire, Jan.
No, please don't. Shasky brought it up a couple of times. He said, "Just 60 seconds, okay? He said, get stopwatch." He said, "I'm sick, and I'm not watching them tonight. I'm watching the Ram
look at
Falcons.
You.
Oh boy!
Even though the Rams are going to win the game,
don't give up yet, Jan.
Damn it, we're going to get the one seed.
Yeah, don't give up on them.
Go, man.
Yeah. Thanks, Jan. Appreciate
you
it.
Bet.
First question, Stani: Bloody Mary or Mimosa? I'm going with Mimosa. She was feeling good.
Yeah, she was.
She was tipsy.
Usually, she's she's
with joy, you guys.
Yeah, usually she's skeptical of something going on.
That was, keep that. Wow.
Brock Purdy was asked about Kyle Shanahan, and here's what he had to say.
He's a Hall of Fame coach. So, I mean, to be able to have him draw up stuff and scheme stuff up for us and put guys in certain positions and for us to just go out and execute, be on top of our stuff every single play. You know, we're grateful to be playing for him, man. So obviously every single week he goes all in and gives everything he's got for this team, this organization, to make sure we're put in the right positions and to go out and have a chance. And so anytime we step out in the field with him as our play caller, man, we're always going to have a chance.
Settle.
Hey.
Not yet, he's not.
Stani, 90 points in the last two games.
He's going to have to break through to be a Hall of Fame coach probably.
Man, that dude, man, it's flowing right now. I think they can. I won't do this today. It's Victory Monday, but damn, Stani, if I said, you know, just project, could you see him running the table and getting in the dance? Do you got to see what happens Saturday and where they're slotted? Because there's a chance if they lose, not being negative, they could be in Philly if they're the sixth seed and Philly is the third seed. Or they could get a week off and have two home games against whomever and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be the difference. If they don't have to play a road game, I think they can absolutely get to the Super Bowl.
That's humongous.
And if they have to go to Philly, I think they can beat Philly. The problem's going to be then they're probably going to have to beat somebody else on the road.
Yeah.
And then somebody else on the road.
No doubt.
So,
and play three games instead of two.
You're looking at one less game, and you're looking at a better venue every single game.
That's humongous.
So that makes Sunday's or Saturday's game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Game just absolutely vital, obviously, to get that number one seed.
And that's why that stop was everything, and Jan mentioned it. I got to give Robert Saleh credits, Donnie. I don't know if he was hiding or waiting in the bushes or the banana in the tailpipe, but the delayed blitzes got to Caleb Williams. And you could ask where was that early, but to me, it made him think more, and he wasn't comfortable back there like he'd been all game. But the delayed blitzes, especially on that last play, I just really believe made Caleb uncomfortable and just gave him something else to think about.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Hey, guys, this is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. One of my concerns is this is going to be a bloodbath for both teams next week for the number one seed, and I feel whoever loses may be in trouble the game next week. You might be right. Oh, I thought last night's game, you know, if you looked at that game and looked at the last play of the game and then when it was over,
yes,
there were about five 49er players just prone in the end zone.
Real.
Like, so that was, there's no doubt that was a game that was highly emotional, and they're going to have to figure out a way to play another one.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
On a short week.
Exactly. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis is in San Francisco. Hey, Dennis. How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great game. You know, I was one of the guys that I thought that when Mac Jones was playing and he's doing such a great job, I thought that they should let Brock heal and let Mac Jones play. Well, I'm glad nobody listened to me. But anyway, Purdy's been incredible. And I just think that what we're looking at, because of the defense, we're going to have to outscore whoever we play. Obviously, you always have to outscore whoever you play. But this is, you know, definitely this time. I mean, one thing, I was listening to Rod Brooks on the afterwards and on the Niners post game, and he was talking about, you know, with our safeties, just, you know, they were lost out there.
Had a bad night.
And they really got, hopefully, hopefully they can clean that up. I mean, Saul has done a great job with what they had. I think he's brought a great energy back to the club. I'm really impressed with the way Shanahan has been calling the plays. I've been critical of him in the past. Their passing game is incredible. And Christian McCaffrey, him and Purdy, but McCaffrey's been there all season. He should be MVP of the league. Unbelievable, that guy. Unbelievable what he's doing. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Dennis.
And you know what, Stanley, while he's at it, McCaffrey was awesome, had his longest run of the season, but I'm going to give some love to Burford, Pooney, Brindle, McKivitz, and Austin Pleasant, who was a pleasant surprise, filling in for Trent Williams, man. Like, those are the dudes giving Brock time, and the design of some of the pass plays, Brock is not a statue, Stani. If it's not the naked boot, it's the play action. He's always on the move. And to Jan's point, what happened to the turf toe? It's like he's got a bionic toe now.
Yeah. I mean, he certainly looks as mobile as he's been in his career, I would say. He's making all the right decisions. He's not over gambling. 888-957-9570 is the number. Speaking of Austin Pleasant, Purdy brought him up.
Did amazing. Obviously, to have Trent go down first play, it's like, dang. And for him to then Austin jump right in, and he's a guy that we all love. And over the year, he's just been great in our locker room and just one of the boys on the bus. Like, everyone loves him, and he's done a great job just being ready all year. So for him to go in and play well like he did and allow our offense to keep rolling and not lose step, it was huge. So we all got his back, and he's going to keep getting better too.
Wow.
I mean, to me, there is a silver lining to all these injuries.
Give it to him.
And it's that when a guy goes down, there's not a sense of panic.
Where does that start? The coach?
They've been completely unfazed by the injuries all year long. And I think what happened is they started the year with some guys banged up. They had some success. And they've not let a singular injury or the injuries accumulating impact how they play. Yeah. They're just completely unfazed. And I think On another, maybe in another year or on another team, a guy like Trent Williams gets hurt on the first play and it has an impact. And I'm sure it did, but it's probably an impact that some teams can't overcome. But the Niners have overcome everything. They've overcome Ayuk. They've overcome Pearsall being hurt. They've overcome Purdy missing 8 games. Kittle missing about 8 games. Warner on defense. Bosa on defense. So, I mean,
that's a whole hell of a lot, man.
When somebody goes down to injury, it's almost like, okay, well, that's what our season's been about this year, and that's what we're trying to overcome, and so we're not going to let that become an excuse for us.
Yeah, and is the true definition, Stani, of strength in numbers, because I know it's not how they drew it up, but I'm watching Trent take off his garments on the sideline, and he had a look of like King Kong. Don't ask me nothing. I can't go. The hammy's done. And I'm thinking, oh, boy, Brock's going to be in trouble. And that wasn't the case. They just – this offense as a whole kept flowing. And I asked you the question, who does that fall on? And I'm giving it to the leader. And, again, Stani, I don't know how many other coaches or teams would go down the tank with these type of injuries that you just mentioned. But I need you to slow me down today because I'm happy like Jan for Niner fan. But could you imagine – if this iteration of the Niners is the one that goes and gets it done, because I can tell you now, if we're being fair and honest on both sides of the ball, this is not the best Niner team of the ones that have gone to the playoffs in the past. They didn't get it done, and if somehow they can beat Seattle, and it looks like Seattle's favorites, Stani, so that's a bit of a shocker. But if this team could somehow get it done and it's a long way to go, that would really be the epitome of sports, man. That this version of the Niners were the one to get it done.
Yeah, I think
long way to go.
I think next week's gonna be a big game, obviously, toward determining, I think, how realistic the 49ers Super Bowl chances are. I mean, look, if they win this game Saturday night, then they can pretty much accomplish anything. If they lose this game and they have to go to Philly, I mean,
I got you. They can win it, but man,
but it's not just winning in Philly. They're probably gonna have to go win on the road again.
Three, yeah.
And that's the problem. It is such a drastic difference for the Niners between the 1 seed and the 5 seed or 4 or 6 seed, yeah. Let's say. Like,
it's everything. I hear you.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, and I know you're going to be like, Guru, it's football. No matter what transpires next Saturday, and I can't wait at 5 p.m. at Levi's, the Niners are going to be in the playoffs. Do you push Kittle, Stani, or thinking about – the rest of the playoffs, or is this game with all the importance that you just laid out? If he says he can go, you can go. And I almost want to throw Trent Williams in there. Like, where do you proceed with caution?
Well, if Trent Williams has a hamstring, how's he playing in 5 days? Like, hamstring's a hamstring.
Yeah,
that's the one that they say you got to rest for a couple weeks and then rest it a couple more weeks. So I have no idea. And you know what? It almost looked to me like if the stakes were different last night, maybe he doesn't even come out of that game. Maybe he comes out for a cautionary precaution, if you know what I mean, because they do have bigger games coming down the road.
But that was also a humongous one, too. That's why it caught my eye, like he really must be feeling it.
Yeah, but they're going to play more important games than next week even. They just are. And as important as next week's game is, You got to have Kittle and Trent Williams ready for the playoffs.
Right.
And if you got to go out there and try to win a game without them on Saturday, then it's not the first time.
And you average McCaffrey averaged 6.1 yards a pop without Kittle blocking in that run game.
Or so, Williams.
Yeah, exactly. So it just speaks to what you just said. Like, man, they don't skip a beat regardless of who's not available.
This is Brock Purdy on the play to Juszczyk. I forget which touchdown it was, but it was just an absolutely incredible play. Take a listen to Purdy describing it.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously a bootleg and just one of those things where the defense sort of did a good job covering it and just tried to make a play, keep the play alive. And then obviously when I cut back in, you know, defenses tend to, you know, go in to in cuts on scrambles. So just trying to keep the play alive and saw Juice in the corner. So it was cool that he had his antenna up too right there in that moment. And obviously he scored and you just try to give the team momentum and celebrate. So it was a cool play.
All right, what'd Kyle Shanahan think of that cool play?
I saw juice that I was hoping he would throw it to him right away, get like a 3-yard gain and a big hit. It wasn't the coverage I really wanted to play for. And then he didn't do it. So then I was just hoping he was going to throw it away and we can have a couple more downs. And then I just started watching him probably like every other fan does. And he made me extremely nervous. And then he made me extremely happy, which happens sometimes. And
all right, so Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I felt like it was a couple crossovers, not even Tim Hardaway cross, because I'm watching it like, okay, two things can happen. And he made three things. Like, I didn't see C, you know, him throwing it.
Yeah, I mean, like, it wasn't the exact same play as the last play of the game for the Bears. Mm. But, I mean, to me, that last play, the Bears couldn't get it done. They had Caleb Williams retreating, and he was never going to be able to put a lot of zip on that ball. But, like, Purdy found a way to keep his momentum moving forward when they rushed that play on him. And, pretty incredible.
And I want to say this, too, about Purdy and his legs, Donnie, because we've given him love. But I think about the greats with their legs, Lamar, Michael Vick, Donovan McNabb, and Air McNair, Steve Young. I don't know why this, the way Purdy uses it, it's different. It's not, you know, I'm running and I'm going to be Tom Hanks in what's the movie? Help me out, Donnie. Where he had to.
Forrest Gump,
where he's running. Thank you. But it's like the ability to keep a play alive and then keep a play alive and then throw the rock is uncanny right now. And, you know, I'd given him a B. You know, if anybody asked me a grade, B minus for his wheels. But, Stoney, they're turning into an A plus. They really are.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. What are your expectations now, 49er fans? You're 12-4, and you're a playoff team. At the very least. Hey, tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. Segment was also sponsored by Bay Area Fast Track.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.